So, George, this is a patient now who's had this relapse. So, actually, original tumor 2003, now relapsing way after 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen. You heard the status of the tumor, where things were in the patient. What would you be thinking about treatment-wise at this point?
Well, and she's postmenopausal.
Yes.
So I would certainly be using an aromatase inhibitor plus a CDK4/6 inhibitor.
And suppose somebody says, well, how about just endocrine therapy alone?
We don't have survival data yet, so I don't want to be dogmatic on this. But certainly the PFS data is that, we have something close to a doubling in terms of PFS. I'm impressed that patients who have progressive disease tend to have symptoms. I prefer to delay those symptoms for a fairly long time, and I think, certainly if you look at something like palbociclib in the PALOMA trial, 24 months progression-free on average, it's pretty good.
So in terms of the choice of CDK inhibitor in this situation, George, we have two approved and one maybe going to be coming out pretty soon. You presented data on abemaciclib at ASCO. What about choice of CDK inhibitor in this situation?
So we have palbociclib, we have ribociclib, we have abemaciclib. If you look at the three and ask, do we know that any of them is superior to any of the others, the answer currently is no, because we have no head-to-head comparisons. From a toxicity standpoint, ribociclib at least currently requires you to get an EKG on a regular basis. It's somewhat of a pain in the neck, maybe not a major difference.